Thank you, Brad, and good morning. Eureka police officers arrested 42-year-old parolee and Eureka resident Ronald Elwell at gunpoint in the parking lot of the Kmart on South Broadway early this morning. Elwell is accused of kidnapping, assault with a deadly weapon, and vehicle theft. Police believe Elwell was involved in a dispute with a family who had let him borrow a minivan. The family, including a mother and her teenage daughters, tracked down Elwell after he refused to return the vehicle and confronted him at a gas station at 5th and S Streets at around 10:30 last night. Elwell, with the mother in the minivan, then jumped into the vehicle and drove off at a high rate of speed, damaging the vehicle, and he then allegedly threatened to kill the mother while he drove across town and brandished a knife. The mother managed to get the knife away from Elwell and defend herself before she escaped after he drove onto a dead-end street. The mother then began walking and was able to use a cell phone from a Good Samaritan to call her daughters. Police immediately began searching for the van, which was found at just after 2 in the morning in the Kmart parking lot with Elwell asleep inside, and he was arrested. A deputy with the sheriff's office contacted a man and a woman on Tuesday who were parked in the 300 block of Main Street in Lolita. When the deputy approached the vehicle, he contacted 27-year-old Fortuna resident Jacob Hines and a female passenger, 23-year-old Fortuna resident Keely Baird. While being questioned, Hines fled the scene on foot and managed to elude deputies. A search of the car turned up a loaded .22-caliber semi-automatic pistol, and a search of Baird's possessions led to a small amount of hash found in Baird's wallet. She was arrested and booked into jail. Deputies are on the lookout for Hines, who has 3 warrants out for his arrest. He's described as a white male adult, 6 feet tall, 155 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The County Drug Task Force served a search warrant on Tuesday at a residence in the 1300 block of Silverado Drive in McKinleyville regarding an ongoing marijuana investigation. When agents arrived at the scene, they contacted 38-year-old Joseph Rodriguez and 29-year-old Chelsea Briggs. A search of the residence turned up more than 300 marijuana plants, 26 pounds of drying marijuana, packaging materials, several firearms, 1,500 rounds of ammunition, $6,000 in cash, and 4 grams of hash. Rodriguez and Briggs were arrested for cultivation and possession and booked into jail. Agents found information regarding a second property in the 2100 block of Teal Lane in McKinleyville, and a search of that residence turned up another 200 marijuana plants, a half pound of processed bud, $2,000 in cash, packaging materials, and a scale. Agents had seen a man, 43-year-old Gino Valerio, driving away from the residence, and he was stopped, and a search of his vehicle turned up 5 ounces of marijuana. He was arrested on cultivation and possession charges and booked as well. And a reminder that you can now follow us on Twitter at KINS News. Stay on top of the breaking news in the region. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Representatives from the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau make an appearance at the annual California State Fair each year to tout the virtues of visiting the region. On Tuesday, Tony Smithers, executive director of the Visitors Bureau and the man who coordinates Humboldt County's booth, announced that for the first time, the booth was awarded a gold medal for its presentation. The Bureau hands out thousands of brochures and travel guides to fair visitors, and they are also judged on the quality of their presentation. This year, that meant first place and a gold medal for their Bigfoot booth, which featured a large screen and video of the natural beauty of the county. The Sacramento area is a great market for us, said Smithers, adding that the fair also attracts visitors from other states and countries who might be interested in visiting Humboldt County. And 2 wildfires burning to the east, the Butler Fire and the Salmon River Fire burning a little bit further east, continue to pose problems for fire crews battling the blazes. The Butler Fire has grown to more than 5,000 acres as of Wednesday night, and a red flag alert is in place due to expected lightning from thunderstorms. Road and area closures, including forest trails and campgrounds, will be in effect over the weekend, and smoke from the fires remains a concern. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.